and tries to stop him. And considering the running back, not too bad of a stop.
Well, anytime you can keep him from getting a little bit of speed behind him, that's your goal. You want to get this running back, especially Tommy Scott, before he gets in open space, because he is special in open space. We watched Austin Sandusky last week for the Morenci Bulldogs when he could do an open space. Tommy Scott, another one of those guys, just a playmaker. Nice job by Hard Beach linebackers and corners maintaining their gaps.
And they take Tommy Scott around the left side in the I formation and brought down out near the 29-yard line by Dalton Oak. He jumps out, and it's going to be a first down. Move the chains by about a yard as a 7-yard gain. First and 10 for the Crusaders from their own 30.
Just a small taste of what he can do with a little bit of momentum. Dalton Oak, much bigger defender than him, had him after about 3 yards, but because he had a little bit of speed, he drug him for the extra 3-4 yards to get the first down before he goes down. So, again, a powerful run for a speedster, Tommy Scott.
They send a receiver wide to the left. Tommy Scott's the wing to the left. They're in the shotgun. That's Nick Colton. He's going to keep this for himself. He tries to dive in at the 32-yard line. That's about as far as he gets before the white jerseys swarm. And Austin Ginther is the first man on, leading the attack for Harbor Beach, as Nick Holt's a little bit slow to get up. It looks like he actually rolled his ankle on his first carry of the day, so he comes off. He's hobbling off. Nick Holt, of course, a two-year starter here. He played at nearly the entire game against Harbor Beach the last time.
Yeah, he's going to come off. They're going to take a look. I'm under the assumption he did roll an ankle of some kind. They're probably going to get that shoe off, tape it up, Clark, and try to get him back out there. Number 16 replaces him, Christian Martinez, as the quarterback.
And he hands it off to number 22. That's Blake Sanford. He gets around the left side, and nothing more going there. About a 2-yard gain brought down again by Dalton Oakey. That 6'7" defensive end for Harbor Beach, who's gaining more football knowledge as the weeks progress.
Well, you said it best right there. A big body, expected a lot from him running, basically maintaining that defensive end position on the far side of our field, the right defensive end position. As far as I'm concerned, been a little quiet this year. You haven't really heard him as a force on the D-line, but I tell you what, he has gotten better as the games have gone on.
3rd and 6 now. Martinez under the center, and it's a T formation. Tommy Scott around the right side. He has a lead blocker, and Austin Seltz wrestles him down to the ground to the 39-yard line, and they're going to be shy of the first down by a yard. Tommy Scott with a 5-yard pickup. Austin Seltz showing his strength there and brings Tommy Scott down near the near sideline, and a 4th and 1 coming up.
And it's good to see, because Harbor Beach's defense is going to need to wrap up and make tackles. You don't want to miss tackles tonight, because Muskegon will make you pay for it. Now, interesting to see what they do. 4th and 1, I expect them to go for it most of the times, Clark, but you got your backup quarterback in there. Don't know much about them. We'll see what they do.
And they're going for it. T formation. Martinez under center. It's a handoff to Tommy Scott. And coming through in the backfield,
that's
number 21, Devin Lemansky. You can't forget about Devin Lemansky, and that's exactly what they did. It's a yard loss and a turnover downs for Muskegon's first possession. Harbor Beach gets the ball back in MCC territory with a 0-0 score.
Here's one of them situations where Muskegon does what they please all season long. Haven't really been in a game at all this year, so 4th and 1 is nothing for them. They line up, go for it, run a typical wing tee offense, hand it to Tommy Scott, and Devin Lemansky sheds his blocker, makes a big tackle in the backfield. First down for the Pirates.
3:01 on their last drive. And Josh Shelkey rolling to his right, looking to pass. He's going to keep it. He has room to run to the 25, down to the 30, to the 25. Now down all the way down to the 22-yard line. From the 38 down to the 22, a first down for Josh Shelkey as these holes are starting to open up for the Pirates.
Well, a lot of respect from the Crusaders, putting a lot of secondary back there, not rushing very many against this offense of Harbor Beach. And Josh Shelkey just maneuvers his way around the defensive line, and there's nobody 5-6 yards. They're all in coverage, worried about the passing game. Josh Shelkey smartly tucks it down and takes a big gain on with his legs. First down for the Pirates.
Two wide each way. Josh Shelkey going for the keeper out of the shotgun. He gets down to the 20-yard line before he's ripped down by Lamar Jordan III. He's a middle linebacker, 195 pounds. It's going to be a 2-yard gain for the Pirates inside the red zone of MCC, 2nd and 8.
Again, you run it up the middle, you're going to run into Lamar Jordan. He is all sorts of tackles. He's in on every one of them if he can be. Shelkey keeping it himself with that read option out of the shotgun, keeping himself, and gets a short gain, 2 yards maybe. 2nd down now coming up.
3 wide to the right, 2 to the left, empty backfield except for Shelkey in the shotgun. Looking, staying in the pocket, has to roll now to his left, sheds one tackle, he's diving backwards. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards in the play. And Joe Palace will get the credit for the tackle as he lost his footing and started running backwards towards the line of scrimmage.
Well, this time the Crusaders still only rush three, maybe four, but a linebacker blitz fools the offensive line at Harbor Beach, and Josh Shelkey's got to dodge. Again, one of them Crusader linebackers coming in untouched, and it does a nice job to avoid that one, but he's spun around. All he could do is just kind of fall forward and not take a huge loss.
Two wide each way, Shelkey in the shotgun. He has Devin Lemanski to his right. Chris Keyes in motion to the right, fakes to the right, rolling to his left, looking to pass. Nothing there, finally lets it fly into Devin Lemanski's hands, and it is picked off at the 7-yard line as it was tipped about three times. And number 52, Nate Jones, the junior, brings in the interception. That's Shelkey's first interception of all the postseason. And it's MCC ball at their own 8-yard line. 4:27 left here in the first. No score.
That's going to work just like a punt for Harbor Beach, as they got him pinned back now at the 8-yard line, so you can't let that bother you too much. But Josh Shelkey, a little bit indecisive there, Clark. He had an open receiver in Vollmering, and he took a couple extra steps before he threw it, and the Crusaders jumped the route. He's going to have to throw it on a little bit more instinct.
And in the T formation, on the bottom of the pile is number 35, the ball carrier for MCC, Logan Helton. And he gets out for about a 3-yard gain. 2nd and 7 now out to the 11. Working off the right hash, left to right across your radio. MCC with the ball after a Josh Shelkey interception.
Yeah, the Crusaders now mixing it up a little bit, trying to take some. Use Tommy Scott as a bit of a decoy at times to try and bust free some of their other running backs. But you won't see all that too much. They're going to get back to Tommy Scott here shortly.
2nd and 7. And it's going to be a handoff right through the middle. Tommy Scott's breaking free. Josh Shelkey gets a foot race to midfield. He dives, and Tommy Scott's going to score to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, MCC. Tommy Scott breaks out for a 92-yard strike. And the Crusaders are on the board first with 3:35 left here in the first quarter.
Well, Harbor Beach mission one is to stand your ground and cover all the gaps. He went right through the middle of Harbor Beach defense, and a missed tackle springs Tommy Scott free. And when he gets in the secondary, he blows through the entire backfield of Harbor Beach. Nobody can catch him, and he has got some sort of set of wheels on him. The extra point coming up now for the Crusaders.
Number 21, the kicker for MCC, Griffin Seymour, a senior. 3:35 left here in the first quarter. MCC 6, Harbor Beach 0. Extra point coming up for the green and gold. Waiting the snap. There's a snap. It's up. It is through the uprights, and it is good. It's 7-0 MCC over Harbor Beach in the state semifinals. 3:35 left here in the first quarter.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
.35 left here in the second. In the first quarter, MCC scores after a 92-yard run from Tommy Scott. We knew he could do it, and we just saw it. Breaks free of a tackle and runs the length of the field. And it's 7-0 MCC with 3:35 left after Harbor Beach thought they had him pinned back in their own territory.
Well, they sure did. And after a short gain on first down, it looked like Tommy Scott was going to be tackled for another short gain. But again, a missed tackle, and he breaks free, gets to the sideline. And with his speed, again, when he gets his speed, he is very tough to keep up with.
And it's a big kick with the wind behind it. Austin Selsprings into the 3-yard line. It's out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, down to the 25, and dives across to about the 27-yard line and brought down by Zach Houston. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 situation right to left across the radio for the Pirates, trailing 7-0. With 3:30 left in the first quarter.
Well, Harbor Beach was doing a great job of winning the field position battle, and the Crusaders completely flipped it on them now, as Harbor Beach offense going to have to find a way to shake that off and get a couple first downs and try to get some momentum on their side.
Two wide to the right, one to the left, two men in the backfield in the shotgun and the spread. And John Shelkey's going to keep it